Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I promised you on Tuesday that we would continue our little rant because it seemed to be, I seem to have hit a nerve. And I want to hit a nerve. I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to be determined. Now, this is this is not how I would normally say things, so I want you to listen up. They are mad as hell. But we the people aren't going to take it anymore. DC is mad, but we are not going to take it anymore. We the people need to be fed up. I gave you the alert on Tuesday that the President of the United States is under attack. I mentioned to you numerous times that the hate for the President, Donald Trump, is truly a hate for we the people. For the Constitutional Republic of the United States, you know, I just got through yesterday hearing Ted Cruz repeat that. That it isn't them they're mad at, it's you, the people, they're mad at. I believe you need to take the rhetoric in Congress, very seriously. These so-called hearings that have turned into the ugly three-ring circus, I believe you need to take it very seriously. The Democrat Party is not a party of the Republic. And they do not intend to be again. So all of you who are registered Democrats, and this kind of goes for the Republicans and the Independents and the Libertarians too, but you need to take a long, hard look at what your party leaders are doing and saying. The things they say, the things they say they stand for. And then look at and study your U.S. Constitution. Go back and read and reread the Declaration of Independence. By the way, I have that recorded from back on July 4th when we did the dramatic reading. If you would like to have that, just give me a holler and we'll get it burnt for you. It's going to cost you, but we'll get it burnt for you. What does that word even mean, independence? Big government regulating and mandating and taxing and fining and the like is not independence. Government cannot give you anything without first taking away from someone else. Are we such a selfish people these days that we're perfectly fine, it's perfectly okay, with stealing from our neighbors so that we can be financially equal? The Democrat Party and many in the Republican Party are going to fight the President, President Donald Trump, every step of the way, as he, a rare thing these days, tries to fulfill the campaign promises he made to those who voted for him. For those who elected him, he promised to take care also of those who didn't elect him as well. Take care as in provide for the opportunity to be independent jobs. To keep the border safe, you and your family safe, and to uphold the Constitution. The elected officials, they also take such an oath to that document, but then they begin to legislate it to shreds. Let me repeat again and ask you, are you out of patience yet? Do you care about having independence and liberty? Do those words mean anything to you? The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. That's from George Washington. And that statement makes it pretty clear what our founding fathers thought about big government taking care of them. I bumped into an old friend last night, yesterday evening in the grocery store. He wanted to talk about politics. He is a Trump fan. He did vote for Trump. He told me he's been losing lots of friends on Facebook. And while we agreed on most everything, I got the impression that he still views this as politics as usual. I told him what I had explained to you on Tuesday, that you need to take it personal and that you need to get on the phone and take action. And he disagreed with the taking of action. He said, no, just let them, they're burying them themselves. No, they're not. Oh, they look foolish, but I know the nature of you and me, and we will forget. So we need to put a stop to it now. I do not see this as politics as usual. I think they, Congress, want us to believe that. This is more than a battle of parties and leadership personalities. This is a battle of them, D.C. occupiers, versus us, we the people. Donald Trump is not one of them, and that is the real burr in their saddle. He's not a club member. So to repeat my previous statement, the President of the United States is under attack. The American people are under attack from the Democrat socialists, the rhino globalists, the media, who thinks it's the fourth arm of the government, or fifth, the haters of America, a once free and independent nation. We the people need to win this battle for liberty. Losing is not an option if you care about the future generations, you know, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. We joke about Hollywood and the elites threatening to leave. Perhaps we should demand that they leave. Joy Behar, are you listening? After we won our independence, 100,000 people were deported and sent packing. If they don't want to live in a free and independent nation as a constitutional republic, let them go live in a socialist or a communist nation. They keep screaming about Putin, but the policies they want are just another form of a tyrannical dictatorship government, king government. Have you lost your patience? Are you willing to make some noise? Is this just politics as usual for you? No, it's not. It is a complete want for change. Tearing down, the tearing down of the Constitutional Republic. And we the people, you and me, we're in their way. We are in their way of turning this nation into a socialistic nation. The President of the United States is under attack. We the people are under attack. Your families are under attack. Your freedoms, your Bill of Rights, your independence is under attack. Are you willing? Have you had enough? Have you lost your patience? Are you willing to do whatever it takes to secure independence? To stand for liberty. To make sure that your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and the future generations of this nation don't have to shed blood. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to bring America home? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we the people, we may be in their way. But, you know, let's hold hands. Red Rover, Red Rover. And we will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The monologue is, again, once again, it's about what's going on and that you need to take it personally. You are the Republic. Quit listening to the word democracy and start listening and repeating constitutional republic, meaning the people are the ones in charge. Take it personal, what's going on there in Congress with these so-called hearings. I've seen some of those interviews. They are horrible. If you sat in a job interview like that, would you even want that job? Let's go to the phones. We have Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Hello.
How are you doing today, Bill?
Hi, very good. I want to say I appreciate you very much. As we need some true good voices out there,
thank
and you're are the greatest one of them. And I listen to you on the radio, and at night I listen to Fox. So I wanted to call about the same subject you're talking about. We all know that back in the 60s, the Ayers and Obama, and then the Ayers that was Obama's mentor, mm-hmm. they tried to kill police and they all got put in jail. They decided, oh, this ain't going to work. So they wanted to get into schools and colleges. Well, I already knew that, but something caught my attention. Lou Dobbs was on O'Reilly last night,
yeah.
And he caught my attention. He says, our biggest danger, our biggest threat is not ISIS. You won't believe what it is. You know what he said it was?
Yeah, I watched it. It was education.
You watched education. 75%. Did you catch the part where we used to teach Greek and something
yes.
what they said.
Yes.
And now it's all that's thrown away, and they're training their mind. And
it's a brainwashing. And they're not teaching the Constitution. They're not teaching responsibility.
They used to teach, he said, they used to teach think your own mind and think things out, you know, and decide. Now it's all one-sided. And Bill O'Reilly said something scary. He said, it's going to hit really soon. We're going to be in big trouble.
Well, I think it is hitting, and I think we're seeing it with some of the riots. They're not demonstrations. They're riots that are going on in the universities.
Did you see the new thing on the Internet where you can punch Trump in the face, President Trump? Did you see that?
I have not seen that.
Yeah, they're just beating us.
Why don't they take that down? That is against the law. It's against the law to threaten the President of the United States.
Well, I came to the conclusion that, you know, if you're a liberal, and I can't understand why they can't see the truth, but
they
it's like a disease, and they've just got it. They got cancer, and they're going, you know, you got good people, good and bad people get it, but
you know, Bill,
it will destroy us. I mean, there's a big gulf in between us. You can't get through to them.
You won't hear this on Fox, not on Lou Dobbs. Well, probably not. But they are ignorant, but they're ignorant by choice. They choose to be ignorant, and that is scriptural. That is scriptural.
Oh, don't
they are ignorant on purpose. I absolutely don't feel sorry for them. That's why I'm for getting rid of them.
Yeah, we'll put our head off the same way. Trust me.
All right, Bill, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to move on to Larry. Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Okay. I don't think we've just got a fleshly warfare of Congress getting out there. I think it's spiritual. They hate the Constitution because it was Christians that put the Constitution, as far as I understand. They hate mm-hmm. Christians, mm-hmm. and Trump's Christian or Catholic. They hate that.
Yeah.
And
they do.
I think it's
and the rule of law, the Constitution, was based on biblical principles, on the biblical law. And they have to... you know, they have to say there's no God or ignore God. You know, they'll claim they believe in a God. But they have to do that to justify the things that they do. Otherwise, they have to answer to someone. They don't like to answer to someone. They don't like to be responsible. Therefore, they don't like the law. It's like Bill was saying. The left, they don't have to play by the same rules according to them. And they are ignorant on purpose. Larry, I thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. This is... We have Peggy from Illinois. Peggy, how are you today?
Hi.
What's on your mind today, Peggy?
Well, I've been listening to you all week and that, but I have a few things to say, but don't interrupt me in that. For one thing...
I'll try not to. Go ahead.
Okay. For one thing, Trump's fake. He's a dictator. He's got people in his pocket. He pays them what's in his cabinet there. And then, on top of that, we're all immigrants. You think about that. We're all immigrants. I'm German, Dutch, Indian, and Irish. So, if I'm an immigrant, I should be sent out of the United States. So, you tell me what you think about that.
Can I answer now? Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Trump is not a dictator. You don't have any proof that he's paying people to do things. So he was elected, so he has not done anything in a dictatorship just yet. Now, we'll keep an eye on him, but he has not been a dictator. And I think that what he has done is fulfilling those who voted for him. I know you did not, but those who voted for him wanted him to secure the borders. Now, I have video of President Barack Obama and President Bill Clinton who were on a rampage about securing the borders, about deporting immigrants, illegal immigrants. And it was okay when they said it. It was okay when they put executive orders in to do it. But it's not okay when Donald Trump does. So that is all about politics, Peggy. And it's not about being a dictator because the laws of the government, the federal laws, are to secure the border and keep the American people safe. Okay. So about you being an immigrant. your ancestors might have been immigrants, but you are not an immigrant. You were born and raised here in the United States of America. I am French, Irish, French, Irish, Indian, English, and German. I think I've got some Scott in there too, Mom said. I've been here forever. My generations go way back. I think if I traced them far enough, it'd be the Mayflower. So you have to define what an immigrant is. Our ancestors might have been immigrants. They were those exceptional Americans. Who would leave their... A lot of people won't even leave their community or their state. Who would leave a country and family and friends knowing they would never see them again to take on a new life? It's an exceptional spirit that would do such a thing. We are an exceptional people, but we have grown to be dependent on government instead of independent. Why would you ever believe for one minute that an illegal alien, an illegal immigrant, or even one that's here legally with a visa has the right to murder, has the right to do the things that break the laws of this land and go unpunished? You have no such right. Now, they are protected by laws. We can't treat them like scum and dirt. And people like me don't want to do that. These same people who are screaming about this, Jerry Brown from the state of California, Joe Biden, the Vice President of the United States, when he was senator, they were in an uproar about bringing refugees here in the United States from Vietnam. There were no terrorists. This is all rhetoric. It is all a game to deceive you and make you believe something that isn't real. Peggy, Donald Trump is trying to take care of you. He is not a dictator. His executive order had nothing to do with being a dictator, but putting a stamp of approval on a federal law that already exists. Get out there and implement this law. Get out there and secure this nation. And the media lied about nobody having been arrested, because they have been from those countries for plotting terror against this nation. We're going to talk a little bit about the lying media. And yes, there is fake news. And it's meant to manipulate and deceive you. Do you want to be free and independent? Are you sick and tired of the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals that make them richer, foreign countries richer, and take your jobs away? That's why they hate Donald Trump. He's cutting into their silk linings. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we, the people, we're running out of patience, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're on another tirade today because I want you to understand that what is going on is about you. And you need to take it personal. And I want to thank Peggy. Peggy and I don't agree. But I want to thank Peggy for listening to CSC Talk Radio. She at least does that. And one day I hope she'll realize that what we're saying, what we want, is the very best for her as well as for our own. I just got through listening to the commercials, and we had the Red Ribbon campaign commercial on. And I was writing something down yesterday, or the day before, yesterday it was. It came to my mind. Remember the old saying, and Bill was talking about Lou Dobbs and the education. We used to have all kinds of sayings. We just watched the nasty women with the Women's March. Remember the saying, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world? What does that say about the hand that kills the child before it's born? What kind of a people, what kind of a nation, what kind of rulers would do such a thing? Selfish, dictatorship rulers. The hand that rocks the cradle rules with love, teaches that child to love, to not be selfish, to care for others, those who are willing to destroy the life before it is ever given a chance have no love. And our nation one day needs to put an end to it. I wanted to, the phone lines are open if you want to comment on what's going on with We the People. Have you lost your patience yet? Are you truly willing to make some noise? The Democrats are. Noise is all they are making. They made Martin Luther King's family pretty mad at him, with at least Elizabeth Warren did yesterday. Here are some facts of what we have become. This is something coming out of, I think it's out of the state of California. These are the statistics there. 43% of the food stamps are given to illegals. 95% of warrants issued for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. Less than 2% of illegals are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare. More than 66% of all births in California are to illegals, and they're on Medicaid. It's Medi-California. 60% of all HUD-occupied properties in the U.S., 60% in the U.S. are illegals. 39% of all California students are illegals. 75% of Los Angeles' most wanted criminals are illegal aliens. 50% of all gang members are illegals, and U.S. taxpayers are footing the bill for all of it. Don't tell me they're adding to our economy. While some are willing workers, the majority of them are coming across the border to take advantage, not to become American. Peggy said she's an immigrant. You're not an immigrant. You were born and raised here in the United States of America by citizens of the United States of America. There's an awful lot of talk going on with everything that they're fighting on Donald Trump's executive order. And I thought, well, maybe it's time for Beth, and maybe it's time for my listeners, to go back to the Constitution 101 and see what they are supposed to be doing. Now, this is the elementary descriptions, okay? Job descriptions, so to speak, of the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch of government. And in these, it tells what they are supposed to be doing. Now, the reason this popped into my head is because I heard, and I believe it was Feinstein. She's all upset about this executive order, and they said, well, is it constitutional? She said, it's not my job to determine whether it's constitutional or not. And I'm thinking, what? It's not your job? Well, what is your job? Because now they're talking about, of course, Maxine Waters, they're talking about impeachment of a president who put an executive order in place that all it does is say, obey the federal law of immigration. That's all it really says. It doesn't pick on any one person, and it was only there for 120 days, which is down to like 90 now or less. The executive branch of the U.S. government is responsible for enforcing laws. Its power is vested in the President of the United States. The President acts as both the head of state and commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Independent federal agencies are tasked with forcing the law enacted by Congress. I'm sorry. Now, the reason that some of us were upset about the executive orders that President Barack Obama was issuing was because they went opposite of what the laws were on the books. And the executive branch cannot legislate law. They cannot dictate law. This executive order of Donald Trump's did not create a new law. It just simply said, go get them. It enforced the laws that are already on the books. Those laws already existed. The president is both the head of state and the head of government of the United States of America. He's commander-in-chief of the armed forces, and under Article 2 of the Constitution, the president is responsible for the execution and enforcement of the laws created by Congress. The legislative branch is headed by Congress, which includes the House of Representatives and the Senate. You got that? The House of Representatives and the Senate both are what we call Congress. The main task of these two bodies is to make the laws. Its powers include passing laws, originating spending bills, that's the House, impeaching officials, that's the Senate, and approving treaties, that's the Senate. Now, you've long heard the House is responsible for the purse. So when we're upset about the spending, it's the House we need to look at. Congress is split into both of those chambers, the House of Representatives and Congress. The most important responsibility of Congress is that of the making of the laws of the United States. And in both houses, the work of preparing and considering legislation is done by standing committees. And in addition, these are special committees in each house, as well as joint committees with bimural membership. Now, we're going into a break. I want to talk about the judicial branch. And then I have a list of just 16 fake news that has been going out to trip up Donald Trump to make him look even worse than he already does in the eyes of some of you out there. Because they're lying about what he's doing and saying and blowing it all out of proportion. Read your Constitution. Get that Declaration of Independence out. And know who you are as a republic. And we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment by L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring it to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As we were going into the break, and we're in the final segment of today's show once again, I was giving you the branches of the government. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, this woman. I'm trying to get some people on that are experts on the Constitution to do that with us, go over some things that we have questions about, maybe at least once a month. So say a prayer that we'll get that taken care of. I'm working on it. Judicial branch. The Supreme Court's rule is to interpret the Constitution and limit the powers of other branches of government. The Supreme Court's power to do this is its power of judicial review, where it determines which laws and policies are constitutional or allowable and which are not. The Supreme Court is the final judge in all cases involving laws of Congress and the highest law of all, the Constitution. Did you hear that? The highest law of all the laws, it stops at the top with the Constitution. The Supreme Court, however, is far from all-powerful. Its power is limited by the other two branches of government. The president nominates justices to the court. Now, the reason this has been on my mind, and I wanted to share that with you, is because of the lawsuits that are going on against Donald Trump for this executive order. This executive order did not create a new law. The president's responsibility is to make sure that the laws are being enforced. His executive order said, enforce the federal immigration laws now. He didn't create a new law. He said, do what is on the books, enforce the laws now. The Supreme Court's ruling, or the court's ruling, is not to determine who was hurt by what President Donald Trump said in his executive order. Their duty is to determine whether it was constitutional. That's it. Was his executive order constitutional? And according to what I just read, yes, it is. So we've talked about those three branches of government, and I want to back up to show you, and it's not just President Barack Obama, to show you that those in charge are trying desperately to break down the constitutional republic and the Constitution just to get rid of it because they don't like it. When President Barack Obama gave his State of the Union address, I believe it was either 2012 or 2013, I'd have to go back and look. He said he wanted the branches to give him more power so he could consolidate the bureaucracy. Well, that's not the way it works. The branches each have specific things they are to do. And in that, it balances it all out. It's a check and balance. So no one branch has the supreme power. Supreme Court does not have the supreme power. And the media is not a branch of the government. We're just about out of time. But I have 16 fake news stories that reporters have run since Donald Trump won the election. And it's a very lengthy article, and it's kind of what set me off. But early in November, the spike in transgender suicide rates rose. That's what they claimed. It was false. It was not true. I haven't got time to read you the details because we're running out. In the 22nd of November, the tri-state election hacking conspiracy theory. And we went on and on about the Russians. They went on and on about it, ignoring the facts. But it wasn't until the next day on November 23 that someone threw a little water on the fire. At 5:38, Nate Silver explained that it was demographics, not hacking, that explained the curious voting members. Anyone making allegations of a possible massive electoral hack should provide proof. They just throw it up against the wall and you believe it. Maybe not you, but many do. They go on and on. The 27-cent foreclosure, it said the Politico, on December 1st, Lorraine Willard published a shocking essay claiming that Trump's pick for Secretary of the State, Steve Mnuchin, had overseen a company that foreclosed on a 90-year-old woman after a 27 cents payment error. The problem? The central scandalous claims of Willard's article were simply untrue. As the Competitive Enterprise Institute's Ted Frank pointed out, the woman in question was never foreclosed on and never lost her home. Moreover, it wasn't even Mnuchin's bank that brought the suit. They just say whatever. And we keep seeing this. Do you not understand that the dishonesty of the media is hurtful to this nation? Truth will set you free. Lies will bind you. They will enslave you. They will confuse you. They deceive you. On the 20th of January, they talked about Nancy Sinatra's complaints over the inaugural ball that Melania and Donald Trump were going to dance to Frank Sinatra's My Way. She never said any such a thing. They just made it up. They made it up. It's a distraction. And what difference does it make what Nancy Sinatra thinks anyway? They are liars. Fake news is worse than the word fake. That makes it sound kind of purdy. It's a lie. And it's an attack against you. It's an attack against we the people. It is an attack, a tearing down of the Constitutional Republic, free and independent people of the United States of America. We the people are the ones under attack. Donald Trump is taking the hits, and Mike Pence is taking the hits, and the cabinet are taking the hints. Oh my goodness, what they're doing to them. Are you going to stand by and allow someone else to get the, you know what, beat out of them? For your liberty? Or are you going to take a stand with them? Make those phone calls. Stop supporting those advertisers and those networks. Be the people that we the people need to be and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.